Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. And we're learning Klal Gimel, and we just finished Simen Hey, and we left off with that we need to clarify this idea of benefiting from the work which the non-Jew did. Is there any, the Chayyadim said that's permitted, like the opinion of the Chayyadim, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, is that going to be true in all scenarios? So if we look at the Mishnah Berurah on that Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Nun Beis, and Mishnah Berurah, and Simen Chav Zayin, ask the question that the halacha is in Simen Reish Ayin Vav, a non-Jew lights the candles, lights the neiros, turns on electricity, and turns on the lights for the Jew on Shabbos. The Jew may not benefit from the action that the non-Jew is doing. And that halacha is even if the arrangement is with it's a job. He made him a kablan. Your job is to come into my house every week and turn on the lights, and he pays him for it. It still does not make him mutter. So he's a kablan. There's tzitza, but his job is throughout the week to do that. It doesn't make a difference. It's going to be ushered to benefit from it. So why is there a difference between the scenario over there that a person may not benefit, over here the person may benefit? So Mishnah Berurah says that the case of the halakha, his goal is to, when he does it, that the Jew should benefit from the lit room immediately. His intent is for immediate use. Whereas the case where the non-Jew makes the baggage, the example which the Shulchan Aruch is discussing over there, even though the Jew ends up using it on Shabbos, the fact that the non-Jew did it on Shabbos wasn't necessarily for the idea that the Jew should use it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, if the case where was the Jew mentioned to the non-Jew, you know, I need that jacket that you're talking about, I need it today. He says, okay, great, I'll go finish it. Now, he didn't have to do it for the Jew. He chose on his own. But when he's doing it or the Jew should have it available to use on Shabbos. That's going to be a problem. The Jew may not benefit from that malacha. The malacha was done specifically to benefit the Jew. The Jew should get something out of it on Shabbos. He may not do that. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Zion says that in a case where the non-Jew bought perishable food, which will not last the next day, so he bought it for the Jew. Obviously, his intent was the Jew should use that food immediately. On Shabbos and not afterwards, so that we go under the same criteria that's going to be problematic. Now, we mentioned before, when we were learning the last simon, what about a scenario where the yichud, it's not really yichud malato the Shabbos in a classic sense, he didn't give it to him Erev Shabbos, and said, I need it immediately after Shabbos. He gave it to him Friday afternoon, and says, I need it first thing Monday morning. The store, their business is closed on Sunday. So if he needs the first thing Monday morning, that means that the non-Jew will have to work on it on Shabbos. So at first glance, this goes under the criteria of being meyachad malach to the Shabbos. The Jew is asking the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos. The non-Jew does not have the discretion to do it else at a different time. On the other hand, he could do it on Sunday. That which he chooses not to do on Sunday is his own choice. So the Jew is not asking him to work on Shabbos. He's just saying, I need it Monday morning. The decision to work on Shabbos versus Sunday is at the discretion of the non-Jew. So it still meets the criteria of that the non-Jew has the ability to choose when to do it. So Mersha says that the situation would not be considered miyachad malato the Shabbos. So a person drops off a car by the mechanic Friday afternoon, and says, I need to pick it up first thing Monday morning. The fact that the mechanic is closed on Sunday is not a problem, even though the mechanic will be doing the work on the car on Shabbos. And certainly he has no other choice, but there is a choice there still. He's a kablan, there's ksitza, he's not miyachal the Shabbos, and it's going to be permitted. However, even though Moshe says that that's mutter, Moshe feels that that's not considered miyachal the Shabbos, there are others who disagree and say, since this is now the arrangement, clearly the Jew is asking the non-Jew to work for him on Shabbos, because you know that's what's going to happen. And that goes under the Isser of Imiyach Malato the Shabbos. So each person should ask their own Pesach, Halacha L'maaseh, if they have such a scenario, are they going to be permitted to do so or not? Have a good day.